You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Very serious.
It is the year 2015. The podcast is the Mandatory Samson Podcast. And it's going to be oh so good. It's a weird way to start, but welcome to the show in any event. This is Chris Flannery. That's Joseph Noe. That's Andrew Genelosi. We are here to entertain you for about an hour. So sit back and relax, because I think you're going to like this shit.
That was a great intro.
I'm trying to switch it up.
Yeah, that was fun. Well, okay. It's a new year.
New year, new intro. I was doing some like sing-songy shit before we started, like, hey, welcome to the program.
That's exactly what he was doing.
But I don't know if that works, but we'll see next week.
Maybe.
Hey, Joey, how you doing there?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
You know what? What happened to my water? Oh, there it is. I found it.
There it is.
Hey, guys, listen, I hope you had a great New Year's. This is the 1st of January. It's very exciting to be back in the saddle, as they say, somewhere. And he's just like, no. So, happy New Year to everybody. I will say this. If this is your first time listening to the show, welcome aboard. Thank you for joining us.
This is going to be
a little bit. We've been talking about it for weeks on end that we're trying to do a lighter program. We actually got to the point where we can do a lighter episode because, yes, a plane crashed. Some other shit happened, but... You know, things are status quo right now.
Did it crash or is it just missing?
Well, apparently they found some bodies today.
Oh.
So
I love how when they say planes are missing, it's like, yeah, there's only about a maximum of 18 hours where that plane can actually be missing before it's just crashed.
It's extremely strange with these. I mean, at least this one at least makes sense. They found some evidence of the plane going down.
What happened to that Malaysia flight?
I don't know. I really don't know. And I was thinking, actually, when this one went down, they're like, we can't find it. We don't know what happened. I was like, somebody's doing this on purpose.
Yeah.
Like, they're planting these planes somewhere, and they're going to use them for something else later. But no, it turns out it's not a conspiracy. It's weird, though. I don't know what happened with that Malaysia one.
Yeah, I get the argument of, oh, the oceans are so expansive, and they're so deep where they were flying over. It's like, yeah, but you would have seen something. Like,
you'd think.
There would have been something. The plane didn't hit the water or wherever it hit, if it did hit, if it's not landed on some island somewhere.
Right.
There would be something. There would be a fucking seat, a door, something from a plane.
Maybe the black box that would be pinging all the time?
They were like getting signals from it for a while, and then they would like come from one area and then like 500 miles away. That was shady shit.
It's fucking weird. Look, and guys, you know what? This is a little bit of a preview of what we're going to get going on later in the episode. We're talking about some old news stories, and I think Joey's prepared a year in review segment. Is this correct, Joey?
Yes, I have. And missing airplane is actually one of the topics.
Wow. Hey, we did not discuss that before we started. Nicely nailed. Yes, that's what I said about your motherfucking mama. Hi-oh!
Cool.
Guys, listen, on Snapchat, I love it. I like when people are posting stuff on Snapchat. Add me as your friend. It's Mansamp. I don't get it. I don't understand Snapchat. I don't know how to do a Snapchat story. I'd like to. I think about it all the time. And then I wuss out because Jared's not there. He's not explaining to me. I don't know what's going on. I'll have to ask him another time. But I will tell you this. I got a great snap from somebody. Mm-hmm. They were in Puerto Rico, and they found another Chesterfield cigarette ad.
Hey,
oh, nice.
At a bar that they were at, and I really appreciate getting stuff like that. It's very, very cool.
Cool.
That's a great segue, Chris. Thanks, Chris. We're going to hear from our sponsor, Chesterfield Cigarettes.
Brought to you by Chesterfield.
The quality is high in every Chesterfield you buy. The nicotine is low, and we can show the reason why. We analyze tobaccos, we experiment and test. So when you're buying Chesterfields, you know you buy the best. Chesterfields for me, Chesterfields for me. You just say it's Chesterfields for me.
Now, here he is, Perry Como.
What? Why is Perry Como here? Wow, I guess I didn't... watch that one before I put it on the air. Well,
what was happening there?
Okay, so first of all, thank you, Chesterfield Cigarettes.
Yeah,
I appreciate your support. Back in the day, would sponsor something called the Chesterfield Supper Club.
Ooh. Oh, supper clubs. Those were big in the 50s.
Huge deal.
Huge deal.
So it was like a show. They had people on. Sinatra did it.
Hey.
Yeah. So pretty cool.
Way to go, Chesterfield.
Old Blue Eyes. Yeah. It's Chesterfield Cigarettes. Look. And it's an honor, Joey, right? I mean, to be involved with people like Perry Como, Frank Sinatra, the whole Chesterfield brand. It's luxury. It's the big king.
Uh-huh.
It's quality.
It's quality, yeah.
It's quality.
So thank you, everybody.
We're now in that conversation with those
That's
people.
Right. And it's really, truly amazing, and it's a great way to start the year. Guys, look, we have lighter topics this week. Something that I really wanted to get into, because apparently if I'm not talking about, like, weird death and news stories, it's just kind of sports related.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted to talk about the huge, in my opinion, could potentially be possibly one of the greatest fights of all time.
I don't pump it up too much.
I don't want to, but it's there's just so much going into it that I'm really excited. This Saturday, the 3rd, UFC 182, Jon Jones versus Daniel Cormier. God, I could not be more excited. Oh, by the way, we're also going to bring on Aaron Friedman, who works here. He's a comic, a good friend of ours. I didn't even realize, because he's apparently into hockey.
Okay.
Yeah.
As I am. So he was asking if he'd come on, do a bit of a hockey segment. So we're going to do a little bit of a hockey update.
Oh, nice.
With Aaron, and we'll see if it goes well. You know, we'll probably bring him back. But it's cool, because he's been trying to get on the show, and we're excited to have him later. Back to this deal. For those of you that don't know, there's been a lot of bad blood between these two guys, and I brought the UFC promo that they did.
Yeah, it's a good promo.
It's great.
Yeah.
And then they also had this, they were being, both Daniel Cormier and Jon Jones were being interviewed on ESPN a couple of months ago.
Oh, that was great.
And they, you know, they're being interviewed, and then there's dead air because they're at commercial or whatever it is, but they're still being recorded. And I have that exchange that took place between the two of them, and it's not put on. They fucking hate each other. It's amazing. And they actually got into like a fist fight at the press conference.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Which you can find that online. It's visual. Otherwise, I would have played it. But yeah, so this fight's really going to be really incredible. We'll start talking about it in a second. I'm just going to play this promo, and then we'll jump right into the ESPN clip that I brought.
There is nothing you can do to stop me, Daniel Cormier.
You can hate me now.
I won't stop.
But I won't stop now.
He'll realize that he never wants to get locked in a cage with me again.
You can hate me now.
I hate you. Expect very malicious, violent things to happen.
Because I can't stop now.
Come on.
You can hate me now.
Come on, people.
But I won't stop
now. I'm sold.
Dude, like, let me stress this. If you're not really a fan of the sport, if you've never watched a fight, make this the fight you watch, because this thing is not going to be bad. It's either going to end with a crazy knockout, a crazy submission. It's going to go five rounds. It's going to be just who knows what the hell's going to happen. I don't know who's going to win, and it's for the title. Both guys are undefeated. Technically, Jones has one loss, but it was a disqualification elbow. That was bullshit. He was winning the fight over Matt Hamill.
It was bullshit.
So he'd be 21-0. Yeah.
Okay.
Or 22-0, right? Let me see, actually. I have his stuff. Yeah, he'd be 21-0. And Cormier right now is 15-0. 15.
15?
Yeah. Yeah, because he just beat Dan Henderson. But in any event, so two undefeated guys. I couldn't be more excited. Let's just listen real quick to this this ESPN incident, because it's great and shows you how much they really dislike each other. The ESPN people are like telling them we're gonna be back in a minute, whatever, and they're okay. Now Jon Jones starts it.
I got water open for you there, John.
Okay. Hey, pussy, are you still there? I'm here. You're just the fakest person. I actually admire that you can actually be this fake in, like, when the TV comes on, how you can just change. It's like you're a chameleon.
Hey, listen, I'm a professional.
It is unbelievable.
The fact that you're a pussy hasn't changed.
It's unbelievable how fake you can really be. Like, you are just such a fucking pussy. My God. It is amazing. But you know what? Hats off to you. You got a great PR person. Because they do a great job with training you, because you are just terrible. You're the fucking scum of the earth. You are a terrible human being, but you can sure turn it on, huh?
Thank you.
God, you fuck. I wish they would let me next door so I can spit in your fucking face.
You know I would absolutely kill you if you ever did something like that,
you
right?
You could never kill me.
Oh, I bet you I could.
Then you should try, John. You really should try, John.
No, I would literally kill you if you spit in my face.
Yeah, let's try that, John.
Literally kill you.
Let's try that, John.
I'm not saying I would fight you. I said I would kill you.
John, do you think I'm just going to sit there and let you kill me, John?
That's a valid question.
And then one of the other promos they show right after that, they're like, this was going out to the truck, and John Jones is like, oh, so people got that video. it's really amazing. I like both guys a lot. Like, I can't wait for this fight. I'm so excited. Annie, you got any thoughts on how it's gonna go? Like, you're excited about, and the rest of the card's great. We can get into that in a minute.
Yeah, it is. I think Jones is going to beat him. He's gonna do the spinning elbow in the third round, and it's gonna fuck Cormier up, and he's gonna drop him, and then he's just gonna fucking pound on him until who's reffing that fight?
No idea yet. Could be Big John, Herb Dean, who knows?
Herb Dean will stop it quick.
Oh my God. Joey, what do you think?
Dan's gonna go for the spit attack, blind Jones, pop him real good. Jones falls.
Ah, that's interesting. So you think he's gonna spit in his eyes?
Yes, he's
with
gonna
acid or something.
Yes.
Like, well, who was the guy in WWE back in the day with, like, the fucking green mist that he threw?
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. It's a Japanese one.
Yeah, I can't think of his name. And it doesn't
give me
matter.
Some time. Sorry.
Okay, you think about it. Yeah, I don't know. The interesting thing about that fight is I really think it's going to be an incredible one. It has all the makings, if they're both healthy, to be one of the greatest fights you'll ever see.
I think Jones is a better athlete.
John Jones is a freak. I mean, John Jones...
fucking free.
He's the Michael Jordan of that sport.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he every time, because we were talking about this before we started recording, like, Jones gets exponentially better every time he gets in the ring.
And look at, I mean, and I don't, not to take away from Cormier, but look who John Jones has fought. He has beat every big name in the UFC.
Yes.
Every big name they put in front of him. Dude, remember when he fought Shogun for the belt? That was fucking embarrassing.
As a 23-year-old, yeah.
He fucking dismantled him. Right. Made him look like he had never fought before. Like, that was all, and that's how all of his fights go.
For the most part, the only fight that I've ever really seen him, the only time he was really in trouble was against Vitor, because Vitor had that arm bar,
which
he got out of it, so he's fine. Yeah. And then the fight against Gustafsson was a hard fight.
Yeah.
But he won it, and yeah, I mean, he does. He Joe Rogan says that he it looks like an ant, you know, like when an ant is picking up like a stick and it's just picking up something like so much fucking larger than it. It's like that type of weird strength where he just treats other people like they're little sticks, and he's an ant just lifting it over his head, lifting so much more weight.
Yeah, he's a fucking animal.
He's an animal. But Cormier has shown no weakness at all. I mean, he completely ragdolled fucking Dan Henderson in their last fight, which was amazing. Henderson's up there a little bit, but he's a elite wrestler, and Cormier just treated him like he was nothing. I mean, he picked him up.
35.
Yeah, no, I know, but he's a young 35. He hasn't had the type of injuries that other guys get. You know, he's been pretty good, and he hasn't been in this sport for that long, so the head injuries, stuff like that.
He was in Strikeforce for a while.
For a little bit, but I'm saying he has more of a wrestling, you know, he did a lot of wrestling for his whole life. But yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm extremely excited about that. Also on the card is Donald Cerrone versus Miles Jury, another undefeated guy.
That's going to be awesome.
That's going to be a fucking barn burner. Probably you got to figure the winner of that would be in title consideration. Brad Tavares versus Nate Marquardt, who I don't think Marquardt's fought since
not for a while.
Since Tarek Safadine fucking leg kicked him to shit. That was a brutal fight. Yeah. If you guys haven't seen that, Nate Marquardt ate like 45 leg kicks against Tarek Safadine and couldn't fight. I mean, he got kicked brutally. It was awful.
Oh, those leg kicks, man, they wear on you.
It's one of those weird things. There was one recently. It was Nate Diaz versus
who'd he lose to?
Who the fuck was it? I'm drawing a blank right now. Yeah, it was just on. He ate a billion leg kicks.
Yeah.
And I mean, he couldn't throw any punches after a while. It was absolutely
crazy.
Well,
that was like the Forrest Griffin Rampage fight. Forrest just picked Rampage's leg apart until that final one. He like buckled him, and it was like, yeah, that was it.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's so weird. It's such a weird thing that they know how to block it because we saw what happened with Anderson Silva.
Check him, yeah.
He fucking, Weidman checked the kick and he snapped his leg in half. It's like, but you can't eat more than 5-6 of those kicks. They're going to be brutal for you.
Right.
I'm looking up right now. I feel like a real retard. Oh, nope. Don't say that word. That's mean. I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't mean to say retard. Don't apologize. Say it. Rafael Dos Anjos. Duh.
Oh, right.
That was just on Fox. Yeah.
Did you say Rafael?
Yeah, it's Rafael.
It's not Rafael?
No, it's Rafael Dos Anjos.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Okay.
Oh, trust me. yeah, then there's some other good fights. Louis Gadno, who was on the Ultimate Fighters fighting. Hector Lombard versus Josh Berkman. That's a bit of an underrated card. And then there's some good guys fighting on the undercard. Evan Dunham, Marcus Brimage. So, but anyway, yeah. Listen, if you guys, I don't know. Was that worth bringing up? Yeah, I think it was. If you guys don't watch the UFC, you should try that fight because it's going to be really incredible. And I'm looking forward to talking about the outcome of that next week. Joey.
Yes.
So the other big news that I was reading about the UFC,
mm-hmm.
a guy that I think you like quite a bit is
Brock?
it was rumored to be returning to the UFC after WrestleMania. You got any thoughts on that?
That sounds like that would be the right move.
Yeah, because he had the diverticulitis. He was always sick, and now he's actually healthy. He got it cured, whatever you want to call it. And he apparently showed up to a TV taping of Raw or whatever it was, mm-hmm. lighter. They said he lost some weight. Yeah. He's like a little more lean. So he's getting into fighting shape. And his contract runs out March 29th, which is right after WrestleMania.
Yeah. So I guess we're going to have a new champion then.
I don't know about that. We'll see what happens. Right now it's Verdum.
Champion of what? Who
in wrestling. I totally meant wrestling on that one.
Oh. Well, no.
Cena
well,
wins. No, Brock loses.
No, wrestling right now. Hold on. We're talking about the UFC. Relax. Well, Verdum's the interim champ. Velasquez has to come back, so they'd have to fight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Junior Dos Santos in the conversation.
What happened to that guy?
Well, he fought also on the Nate Diaz one.
Yeah.
On that card. Why can't I think of who he fought? What is wrong with me today?
So if Brock comes back, who does he fight?
Well, that's an interesting question. The last fight he had, and I because mm-hmm. I thought about it, the last fight he had was against Overeem.
Yes.
Okay. Overeem beat the shit out of him bad,
yeah.
and that caused him to retire. But he was sick with the diverticulitis and everything. Since then, Overeem's been up and down. He's probably got a 500 record, I would say. He just beat Struve on that Fox card, which was...
I'm sorry, who?
Overeem beat Struve.
Oh, right. That was a shitty fight.
Yeah, not great. I like Struve a lot. Whatever. We don't have to get into that one. But so anyway, so Overeem won that fight. So I think that might be a nice fight for both of them. Brock comes back, gets a chance to redeem the loss.
And that's the third
time. If Overeem goes over Lesnar, then that kind of puts him back into title,
contention.
Question or whatever. Yeah, contention. No, that wouldn't be the third time. That'd be the second time.
Second time, okay.
But my answer would be Overeem versus Lesnar if they came back, which makes sense because Overeem fought in December, January, February, March, figure April, May, they fight. That's 5 months. That's perfect.
Okay.
What do you think? You excited about Brock? Because it's different than Punk. It's different.
It's absolutely different than Punk. I really think he should just stay in the WWE, though. It's a solid paycheck. You're not going to get your ass handed to you. And what better paycheck is that? I think going to the UFC after, being sick and all is not the right move.
Yeah. I hear that. The difference is, though, yeah, he works 5-6 times a year or whatever than WWE. He's making millions of dollars. It's great. He's the only guy that's able to be sponsored, actually, than WWE, right? He wears his, UFC
his own stuff.
Tights. Yeah. But the flip side of that is the guy's a freak athlete. He's mm-hmm. a competitor. And he's actually believes that he's healthy for the first time in many years. And he can maybe potentially make another run at the championship. Because, yeah, he had the diverticulitis. He actually stays healthy. He's a healthy guy.
Yeah.
Other than that, physically, he's not falling
other
apart.
Than not eating vegetables.
Right. Yeah. He ate anything but meat. Only meat for many years. Didn't eat vegetables or anything. It fucking clogged. They had to take parts of his colon out because he just clogged himself up like a psycho. Who did you look that up? Who was Dos Santos fighting? Why can't I think of it?
Oh, I didn't look his that last up. Fight. I was reading about Brock Lesnar and him getting his ass beat.
Yeah, that Overeem fight was good. That's probably online. You guys could probably find that.
You probably could.
Get in touch with me. Let me know if you guys if you guys watch UFC, because we won't get into it too heavy. If you don't, but if you do, or if you are into it, that's awesome. Let me see. I'm just looking up this Junior Dos Santos thing. What a dummy I am. I can't believe I
couldn't
remember.
Mention some huge news in the wrestling world, though?
Sure.
Daniel Bryan is not retiring.
Was there some question as to whether he was retiring?
There was.
Oh, Stipe Miocic. God damn it.
Who?
That's who Junior. Wait, yes. No.
You, yes.
No, I know, but I just want to say, yes. Junior Dos Santos fought Stipe Miocic, hard fought fight. Dos Santos won. All right, go ahead, Joey.
Daniel Bryan's the gremlin from the WWE that won the championship at WrestleMania. The whole yes chance. It was a huge YouTube phenomena. Everyone screaming yes.
You know that the YouTube phenomena that you reference is that the WWE just puts clips up of their show on YouTube and then people watch it, because why wouldn't they?
Those videos, people going through the malls, going through different various places in life, screaming yes, and everyone joins in.
What are we going to get a video of you doing based on the show?
What, doing yes chants?
No, I'd like you to, we're going to go outside later. We're going to film something for Instagram.
Yeah. Okay.
You're going to yell something. What are you going to yell?
Yes.
No, you're not going to do yes, because that's a Daniel Bryan thing.
Oh, my sex?
Okay, done. So so check us out on Instagram. I'm at @mansamp.
Yeah.
You're @A_Lozy on Instagram
as
well,
same,
right?
Same as Twitter.
And you're the
I'm
same.
I'm Joey from Jersey, but with two R's or something.
All right, forget it.
Why was a bad one?
Why? Yeah.
So
why?
People can't find your page?
You just made Andy so mad. Yeah, no, but it's infuriating. What were we doing that day where I was trying to tag him or something, and I was like, what is your name? And he's like, it's Joey from Jersey with two R's. Jersey with an O? What are you saying? I don't know what you're talking about.
I know, and whenever he says with a Z, it's always so vague. It's like, where?
right.
I guess it can only be like in one place.
No, it's Joey, though. There's no way to know.
Don't make a person think about it. Like, just be like Joey with a Jersey with a Z at the end.
Right.
Instead of an S.
Wait, so it's Jersey Z-E-Y-Z? I don't get it. What happened to that? Didn't you have the proper Instagram?
I did have the proper Instagram, but I
forgot the password to
it. Well, we're going to have a video of Joey screaming my sex in the streets of Manhattan in a little while. So
I freaked out one night and I deleted that account.
What do you mean you freaked out?
It wasn't a good time.
Okay.
Had too much to drink. We're not things going on.
No, Joey.
Forget it.
We're not going down that
That's the
hole.
End of that. Okay. All right. So anyway, check out UFC 182, Jones versus Cormier. We're not getting paid to say that, but eventually, hopefully we will. Neil deGrasse. So this is ridiculous. I came across this the other day. Neil deGrasse Tyson, who's our most famous scientist, basically. He's an astrophysicist. He hosted the show Cosmos. It was on Fox, whatever. He's a cool guy.
Oh, okay.
Extremely smart. You know who he is. Yeah,
from the show. I watched a few episodes of
right.
it.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, he's pretty popular.
And then I got bored of it.
So he was tweeting some shit on Christmas, and I have the tweets here. They're innocuous to me. But people got mad and called him like a bigot and an idiot and all the shit. And you tell me what's wrong with our society when this a genius can tweet stuff that is not controversial and then gets yelled at about it. These are his tweets from Christmas Day. And yeah, the first one, it's a little corny. Who cares? He goes, question, this year, what do all the world's Muslims and Jews call December 25th? Answer, Thursday. Like, okay.
It was on a Thursday.
Yeah, right, because they don't believe in it. So there's nothing controversial about that. Okay. Then he keeps going. On this day long ago, a child was born who, by age 30, would transform the world. Happy birthday, Isaac Newton, born December 25th, 1642. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
He's a scientist. He appreciates it. Keeps going. Merry Christmas to all. A pagan holiday, BC, becomes a religious holiday, AD, which then becomes a shopping holiday, USA. Okay. Look, he's not a comic. They're not hilarious, but they're not offensive at all. And then he ends with, Santa knows physics. Of all colors, red light penetrates fog best. That's why Benny the Blue Nose Reindeer never got the gig.
Okay. Good one.
Good one. That's cute.
Good one.
That's not accurate, though. Santa's red because of the Coca-Cola campaign.
They're referring to Rudolph's red nose.
Oh, okay.
Because he guides the sleigh at night. People called him a bigoted hack and a satanic shrill.
What's a satanic shrill?
Like somebody that worships the devil and like shrieks at a high pitch.
Do you?
I mean, only on certain holidays. Hmm.
So is that like a banshee then?
Yeah, maybe it's a banshee. Sure. Well, I mean, I don't know. I just brought this in, A, because nobody got killed, so I had to talk about something.
Hey.
Which is great. And, yeah, well, actually, no. All those people on that plane got killed. Never mind.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Sorry. But anyway, yeah, it's just annoying that, like, he could tweet stuff that is not a big deal and people just freak out about it. Like, who's upset?
Well, we can't talk about Eric Garner anymore, and we can't talk about Mike Brown. We have to be angry about something.
Yeah. Well, we can talk about it. Oh, you're saying just the public. You, why? Yeah, yeah, it's yeah. like it's past the
right. It's past
the expiration date. Expiration right. We got to get mad at stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just he had to write like a response on Facebook, being like, "Oh, you know,
I'm sorry."
It was no, incense. I don't think he
Do
said
you have
sorry.
His response?
It's really long. I thought about bringing it, but basically, he just said, "Yeah, my sense, blah blah blah." I don't know. Yeah, it's like a longer response. It doesn't matter. He doesn't apologize, but he just, you know, he's like explaining the shit, which is you're making this guy who's a scientist and a brilliant dude waste his time. Like
he's from New York.
Say he's sorry. Yeah, he's from New York City.
We should get him on the show.
I mean, I'd love to have him. I don't think he would do it.
I don't either.
But I'd love to have him. I think it'd be great. I mean, I feel like more likely we get Mike Cannon, somebody like that. Yamanika Saunders, people like that.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, guys, in this new year, we're going to have some more guests on this program.
Yeah, we are.
Fantastic.
It's going to be exciting.
We've sort of just been procrastinating. It's not like we can't get them. It's just we've been kind of procrastinating about like scheduling dates and stuff like that.
True. So. You know who we should try and get?
Who's that?
We should try and get the guy who's just in here doing his show, Kurt Metzger. We should try and get him on.
I mean, that'd be incredible. Yeah, I mean, Kurt Metzger. Oh, and Sherrod, too. Why not?
And
Caitlin Bailey. Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you guys should check out Race Wars. That shit's great. Kurt Metzger and Sherrod are so funny together. It's
yeah,
a great show.
We just did an episode right before this, and it was amazing. There was some good guests. I don't want to ruin it. There were good guests on it, though, so look for that this week. It was awesome.
I actually think it'll be out before this comes out. Like, I think it'll be coming out tonight, so you could say it. It won't be ruining it. It's just a plug, then, I think, at that point.
Well, that's fine. I mean, okay. Yeah, like, Godfrey was on it,
yeah.
And... they talked about some real funny shit. Godfrey did some Mandela impressions, so check it out.
Ridiculous. Yeah, yeah, you should check it out. I'm sure that was funny. All right, so that was Neil deGrasse Tyson thing. I feel like I'm half-assing kind of the conversation today.
Yeah, you are.
I am, right?
It's,
because
it's noticeable.
Because I'm not passionate about this stuff as much. This one I can kind of get into because this one annoyed me.
But, well, let's get into it. Go.
Okay, let's just get into it then. That's fine. And then I will
what
say
are,
this,
what
guys.
Are we getting into?
We're going to have, well, you'll see in a minute.
It's like awesome.
It. We're going to have, relax.
Why
oh,
is Joey
you know what?
Being so weird.
Before, because Joey's insane. Before we do that, look, I know it's bad timing, but we do actually do have another sponsor for the show today. And I'm just going to, well, let's get into it now.
Have the flexibility to change your flight. Pack more with 20 kilograms complimentary check-in baggage. Board first and spend less time queuing. Choose your favorite seat. AirAsia's Premium Flex. Flexibility for the discerning business traveler.
All right.
Too soon?
I mean, it's not, what are we supposed to do? They fucking paid us to put it on the show.
Yeah,
that's a good
look,
point.
Look, guys, we signed the contracts with them a month and a half ago, right?
Maybe even 2 months, yeah.
Yeah, maybe yeah. even 2 months ago. So it is what it is. Today just happened to be the first day we had to start playing their ads. Bad timing, but, you know, we're making money, so.
Yeah, I mean, we have good. To do it. Look, you know, do they want to crash planes? No.
No,
it's an accident, okay? They're not true, you know, and hopefully they won't do that anymore. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, so anyway, leave it alone, guys.
Yeah, so AirAsia, they're fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. They're like 99% effective. so this is what happens. This is what happens when I can't rant about something. This is what goes on. All right, so this one I can actually get into, though. This is, I don't know if you guys caught it, and Joey's excited about it. Miley Cyrus, who I like, shared a picture on Instagram called Free the Nipple.
Do we get to see a nipple?
You know what?
Yeah, we do.
We sure do, buddy.
Yeah.
So I will say this, though. What irritated me about it, I have no problem with her showing her nipples. Good for you. And the reason why she's doing it is because Instagram doesn't allow them, women, to show their nipples, which is ridiculous. They censor it and they take the pictures down. Chelsea Handler had one the other day where she was like hiking topless and she had it and they took the picture down. So,
what?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that picture has to be somewhere, though.
Oh, it's online. You can find it. So here's the, we're looking at the picture of Miley Cyrus with her titties out. Good for you. And she says, some lame ass def gonna flag that. And then she put a little poo emoji and said, but fuck it. Good for you. Practice what you preach. Free the nipple. Free that shit. Those are the hashtags. So good for you, Miley. I'm proud of you. What I did want to get into, though, irritatingly, you go to TMZ... and they have it censored, first of all. And, Joey, look at this. You like this shit at the bottom? She put, like, she overdubbed tits and stuff on her Hannah Montana pictures, which she did it. So that's strange.
Yeah, it's a little odd.
So you can check it out. It's a little disconcerting. But in any event, fuck TMZ. They're not afraid to show pictures of like car crashes and shit, like, or yeah, like anything.
Dead bodies and shit.
Yeah, yeah, people running around high on coke. They'll show that.
But there's a nipple.
Yeah, but fucking Miley's beautiful nipples are out, and they won't show it. That drives me crazy. That's a double standard. And what the hell is Instagram doing?
Yeah, like why are they so high and mighty on a nipple or two?
It doesn't, like, what are we ashamed about?
Who was it? Chelsea Handler?
Chelsea Handler, yeah. Right. Chelsea Handler, great one. She actually like mimicked Putin. You know that famous picture of Putin riding a horse topless?
I do.
She did that.
She was on a horse?
She was on a horse.
Oh.
And then she was like mountain climbing or something in like the snow.
Uh-huh.
And she had her titties out.
Cool.
So yeah, it is cool. I don't see what the big deal is about showing nipples. And it drives me absolutely insane when the internet gets censored. Like, it's the last bastion of... And, okay, yeah, it's just nipples. It's not a big deal. But what is the big deal otherwise? Why are you censoring it?
I'm going to play devil's advocate on this.
Yeah, go ahead, Joey.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Joey.
Possibility with Instagram.
You satanic shrill.
Maybe they're afraid that women would start posting way too many nudes.
Oh, yeah, God forbid.
Then... You also have the age problem.
The AIDS problem? I don't think it has anything to do with that.
Age problem.
I heard you.
Yes.
What do you mean the age problem?
Well, if you happen not to be 18, it's considered child pornography.
Okay, that's a fair point. What they should do is, though, they should just have, if you're 18, you can post nude photos. If you're not 18, you can.
And how would you stop the 17-year-old from doing that?
You have an age thing.
They lie.
An age filter.
Everybody lies. People lied on MySpace 20 years ago.
Listen, it's a chance I'm willing to take. I think it's okay. There's fucking porn and tits everywhere. Go to American Apparel. Go to their website.
There's
and go
porn
look in their
and
catalog.
Tits at American Apparel?
There's tits, yeah. Dude, if you're a kid, listen to me. If you're a youngster, I don't know, in the 1990s, and you can't find pornography, go look at the American Apparel catalog. Mm-hmm. Because they have all the underwear models just with their see-through underwear on, and it's porn.
Yeah,
porn.
All you kids from the past in the 90s.
Well, look, we're going to focus a little bit on the past this episode, so I might as well bring it up.
The Chelsea Handler picture is actually pretty awesome.
Oh, what's going on? Julia just walked into the studio. What are you doing?
I'm stealing your charger.
All right, that's fine.
I'll give it back.
Do you want to see a picture of Chelsea Handler with her shirt off?
Yeah.
Okay, she's going to come check it out. Julia's here. She works here. Nice. What do you think? Do they look good?
Like 45?
Something like that.
I don't know. Yeah, but they're looking great.
Perky boobies.
Look at this. What do you think about this? Miley Cyrus posted a free the nipple picture to Instagram.
I think Chelsea Handler's boobs are nicer than Miley Cyrus.
No, but look at this. They censored it. They took it down.
They censored it?
They censored Miley Cyrus's boobs. They took her down, but I found the picture.
Well, they didn't do a very good job censoring it, though.
No, well, this is the uncensored version.
Oh.
But what do you think about that? Should they even have a protocol where they have to show, where they have to take tits down? Why?
Well, because Instagram, there's so many young kids on Instagram. Like, in terms of social media, like, Instagram has the youngest demographic.
Right. Well, that's what Joey was saying. I know. Well, all right.
I mean, it's not like they don't see boobs all the time. We have the internet.
That's also what I was saying.
You know? Like, you pulled that up. So if they really wanted to see Miley Cyrus's boobs, they could easily do what you just did. How long did that take you to find?
You know, 4 minutes, right?
4 minutes? Yeah. I'm sure they have, it might take them too. They might be smarter than you.
Of course, I guarantee they are. Yes, absolutely. Well, look at this. We're looking at the American Apparel catalog. You could see some shit on here. I mean, I'm looking for the underwear section. Well, whatever. You get the point. Well, look, this girl's she's got her thong out. It's like, you can find shit on there. Should that be censored? Kids can go there.
I mean, it's her ass crack is kind of centered. Not really.
I mean, look, guys can make that work. Trust me.
Yeah,
a young kid can make that work.
Yeah, that's going to be fine. All right. Well, anyway, yeah. So that's what we were talking about. Julia, thank you for joining us for a minute.
Enjoy
I appreciate
the rest
it.
Of your show. Make yes.
Woo! Yeah. All right. So anyway, so that's that. So Joey, okay, fine. So you got somebody to agree with you again.
Yay.
Guys, listen, we're about halfway through the show. Andy, I know, has some topics. Joey definitely has his little rundown thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't have topics. That's not true.
Okay. So no problem there. We don't have to worry about it. We did the Asia Air commercial. Great. We talked about Miley. We're going to do this hockey segment with Aaron. So okay. Joey, why don't you go grab Aaron? I'll do a little startup to this thing. And, you know, look, I hope it goes well. He said he's into hockey. I don't know, but we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, actually, I do know. He just tells us he's into hockey. We've never really talked about it with him before, though.
Right, but so we'll see what happens on this show.
Yeah.
The little quick thing, everybody knows I'm a big Rangers fan. Rangers are off to a nice start here, and they've started to get rolling. They won 8 of their last 9. They lost last night. That's fine. Rick Nash is having basically an MVP-type season, which is exciting. And, you know, yeah, we're going to see where things go. I like the way the Rangers are looking. I think they maybe need another center because their face-off game has been terrible. Joining the program is our good friend and colleague and comic, Aaron Friedman.
Hey, guys. How are you all doing?
We're doing great. Do you have anything you'd like to say to the mandatory Samson listeners before we get started on this thing?
Yeah, you motherfuckers suck. No, I'm...
This is what we were worried about.
I just don't think you're real, any of you.
See, this is exactly what we were worried about when he came on the show.
The great sabotage.
Yeah, he's trying to destroy us from within.
What was I supposed to say? Did I...
No, that's perfect. That's exactly what you're supposed to say.
Give me a script to read and then...
No. All right. So we've known each other, what, like 8, 9 months, something like that, almost a year. And you know I'm a huge hockey fan. I didn't really realize that you were that into hockey, but he loves it. So, yeah. So I brought some questions. I figure we could get into a nice discussion about this, and we'll see what your thoughts are on some of these things. All right. So I wrote down a couple of questions. In your opinion, what is the biggest difference this year from last year to this year in Rick Nash's game? And do you believe, as I do, that the Rangers probably would have won the Stanley Cup last season if Nash was playing at this high a level?
Yeah, definitely. I think when he decided to switch stick sizes, did you hear about that?
No, I don't know.
He added 2 centimeters to his stick, and I think it's just the extra torque that he gets when he uses it, I think, has really just elevated him.
Really? Okay, well, that's interesting. I mean, that I didn't know about.
Did you guys not? Oh, yeah. I thought you were a hockey fan, dude.
You know, I'm really a fan of the game. I mean, you might have more of an in-depth...
Sports Science did this great piece on it. It's fascinating. I would expect next season more players are going to follow his example.
Right, well, because he is having a terrific season. Amazing. So that's interesting. So you sort of get into the physics of this thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's on ice, you know?
Right.
It's like frozen water.
Yeah, which is crazy, right?
So you can't ignore, like, the science, like soccer or something. You don't really need to worry about it.
Right, because everybody's just walking around. Yeah, that's what you do normally. Crazy. Right. No, I hear that. Okay, so that's interesting. I think it could be the stick. That's a great point.
I think so, yeah.
One of the big stories in hockey this season is that there's been this huge mumps outbreak.
Yep.
It's hit many teams, including the Rangers, the Wild, the Ducks, and the Penguins, especially hard lately. What are mumps, and will I get them?
What kind of deodorant do you use?
Excuse me?
What kind of deodorant do you use?
Just like a Old Spice, like can spray. Is that no good?
You use the spray, though?
Yeah.
Then you're okay.
Oh, okay.
The Old Spice stick.
That's bad.
Yeah.
So do you think that that's what's causing this? A lot of these players are using that Old Spice stick? Yeah. Right.
If any of you guys, the imaginary Man Sam listeners, use the Old Spice stick, I really don't recommend it. It would be fine, but when you use that first, it makes you more prone to getting mumps.
Okay, that's reasonable. What is your Twitter, by the way?
I'm Aaron Friedman.
Okay. So for any of the imaginary listeners, just tweet Aaron. Say hi to him. Let him know I did.
Let's talk hockey.
Yeah. I got some more questions. Here we go. I know. Well, we're going to have to start talking more about hockey. This season was supposed to be a turnaround year for the Edmonton Oilers, as you know. One of the most storied franchises in NHL history. They haven't been in the playoffs since 2006, despite the fact that they've had the first overall pick 3 years in a row from 2010 to 2012. Yeah, it's crazy. If you, Aaron, were the Oilers' general manager, which one of their young guns would you choose to trade, and what would you want in return? A big defensive defenseman, a top-tier goalie, more depth scoring?
Say defensive defensemen are my favorite kind of defenseman.
Right.
You know, I don't think it's a personnel issue, really.
Really? Okay.
I think they need to move.
Interesting. So you think it's an environmental thing?
Blaming Edmonton, yeah.
So you're going back to this physics thing.
Edmonton is making them soft, so I think they should move.
Really, even with the horrible cold weather, you think it's making them soft?
Yeah, it's weird because if you think about it, the colder the weather is, the more time you spend inside watching Netflix.
That's true.
That's actually a good point. Maybe they're not training as hard. You're right.
Yeah, I think they're trying to relax too much to deal with the weather. So I think they move somewhere else, somewhere a little grittier.
Okay, so maybe Vegas.
Vegas would be great.
Okay, because they're talking about moving a team to Vegas.
If they were going to, that would be the team. And then, imagine the storylines that would happen then.
You're absolutely right. I think that's great. That's a really great point. So this is why we have you. This is good. I like what you have to say about this. I'm also interested in something about the Oilers that I've been thinking about lately. Hindsight, obviously, it's 2020, but can you tell me how different you think the franchise would be had they drafted Tyler Seguin, who is leading the NHL in goals right now at 25, instead of Taylor Hall?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a non-issue if they're playing in Edmonton.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's scoring those goals, but he's not in Edmonton scoring those goals.
He's in Dallas, actually, so that kind of speaks to your point, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, no, all right, that's reasonable. I never really thought about it like that, but right, why not just move the team if they're not playing well? Yeah, well, because they keep getting all these number one picks, they're not winning, you're right.
I am learning so much,
yeah.
I have to say.
This is good, you have a really interesting take on all this stuff.
I'm a true fan.
Yeah, so here's an interesting one. This cuts close to home. I'm from New Jersey, I'm a big Rangers fan. The Devils, New Jersey Devils, they've had a rough year because of injuries and they have an aging roster.
Yeah, those two things go together too.
Absolutely, no doubt about it.
The older you are, the less likely
you are to stay healthy. Right.
I meant to say it the other way, but you said
I saw where you were going.
Like, that's what happened with my grandmother.
She got older.
She got old, and she fell down and broke her hip when she was in Ireland.
Oh.
And that wouldn't have happened, you know what I mean, if she was younger. But the older you are, the more injury prone you become.
But well,
I think those two things are tied.
Did it affect her hockey career?
She never played.
Well, I was going to say, but also going back to your point, Ireland's a little colder. It's damp. Probably wouldn't have happened if she was in Arizona or something.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
Right. As you know, the Devils just fired their coach, Pete DeBoer.
Good. About damn time.
You were lobbying for him to be fired?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Okay, well, now they're looking to return to their former championship philosophy of sound defense.
Yeah, you know who they should get?
Please tell me. That is where I'm going with this, yeah.
Rex Ryan.
Hey, now that's interesting. Now, does Rex Ryan have any hockey experience? Do you think it matters?
He's a player's coach. I don't think it matters.
Players, that's a great point. Let me ask. Okay, so Joe, do you have any questions for Aaron? Because I think this is going great.
It's going fantastic.
You know the foot thing.
Yeah, this is Rex skates, Ryan. We'll go back to it. Yeah,
skates into that equation. Hold the ball game. Hold the puck game.
It's true.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Well, how do you think that changes the game for him sexually?
There's like a fucking blade attached.
Right.
Opening up all kinds of possibilities.
Right. Wounds, different things like that. Sure.
Wounds.
Listen, this is my final question for you, and it's an easy one, and I'm really looking forward to it, to hear your answer. What is your greatest hockey memory, if you had to say?
When I was at a game or
whatever experience you've had with it, whatever you want
to
say.
I went to I played hockey for like one practice one time.
Uh-huh.
And the coaches kept slapping everybody on the ass to make them skate faster.
Right.
Yeah.
Did it? You like that?
Well, no, my best memory is quitting.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Well, listen, I think you're probably less a player, more.
Yeah.
You're just into the game. I from
found my niche as an observer.
Right.
Passionate. Follower of it's, you know, it's a sport, but it's also an art.
Oh, dude, I couldn't agree with you more. Absolutely, yeah, yeah. It's pure. It's poetry in motion in a lot of ways.
It is.
Poetry in motion on ice.
On ice.
Can't forget the ice part of it.
No, well, that. But that's what he's saying.
Yeah, that's
one of my favorite parts of hockey would be the ice.
Look, I mean, I don't think you could separate the two. So,
couldn't
yeah,
play the game without it, that's
no.
for damn sure.
Well, you could. You could play roller hockey, but Aaron's right. It just takes
But then you'd be a fag, so.
Oh, wow. Uh-oh.
Watch your language.
Well, yeah, that's inappropriate. All right, well, you know what, Aaron? Thank you so much for joining us. I think this was great. Would you like to come back another time, talk about hockey? Or
anytime you want to talk about hockey.
Okay, maybe we'll have you on another time just to be a guest of the show, just to talk about news and whatever.
Yeah, and go Syracuse Crunch.
There you go.
All right,
that's his
all right.
hometown team. Thank you very much, Aaron Friedman. Check him out on Twitter, and actually check him out here at Stand Up New York. He does some comedy.
He does, and at LOL.
LOL comedy. Yeah, the guy's all around town. He's a great comic.
All around town.
All right, so Aaron just left. I don't know. I thought he would know more about hockey. Honestly,
he chose some interesting things.
I mean, I found it entertaining. He's kind of right about the ice thing.
He is right about the ice thing. And Edmonton moving to Vegas?
That's a great idea. I've never really thought about that. But yeah, just up and move a team, I think, is probably the smart way to go.
I mean, think about it. Them in Vegas, he was saying some great storylines will come out of that.
Yeah, and I don't know what. Yeah, exactly. It's like,
cocaine,
I don't really know
hookers.
What that means exactly. But right, great storylines will follow. So.
The one team I'm really excited about, though, is the Islanders moving to Brooklyn. I think that's
you're excited about that?
I think that's a huge move for them.
Everybody with these goddamn moves to Brooklyn, like it's going to make it like, it's going to make it so much cooler, and like Jay-Z might own part of the team. It's
right.
Like, dude, like leave it alone. Meanwhile, he's selling. His
yeah, part, he's out because he's an agent now. Yeah, I don't know. The Islanders moving to Brooklyn. I think it'll probably intensify the Rangers Islanders. Ooh, excuse me. We had halal cart a little while ago. It was quite good.
We did. It was amazing.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah, yeah. I think it'll intensify kind of the rivalry between the Rangers and Islanders because it's so fucking close now. Everybody, you know, you just jump on the train from Long Island. You could end up right in Brooklyn. Obviously, it's closer in Long Island, but you get in traffic and shit like that. Doesn't matter. I don't know, Joey. I don't know why you'd be excited about it. Fucking Islanders.
Johnny
They're
T.
good, though. He's having an okay season.
I hate you.
Well, you're not an Islanders fan. You're sitting there defending the Islanders.
I'm excited for the franchise. I think they have good things coming.
You think they should change their team name?
What would you name them?
Well, I just asked you that.
I would not know.
Okay. The Brooklynites?
The Brooklyn Islanders, yeah. The Brooklyn Hipsters, they'll call
Brooklyn
them.
Hipsters. Wait, who are you a fan of? The Devils?
No, the Rangers.
Rangers?
He has to be. I can't. What am I going to do? Hang out with him? He's going to root for some other team?
Do you know how many games he's made me watch?
So one thing we talk about quite often is the fact, and I'm sure you all can tell, is that Chris is an only child. So sometimes he has what they call only child tendencies, where he thinks he is in charge 100% of the time. Is that true, Chris?
No, I don't think it's true 100% of the time. I like to be in charge. But I don't think it's true 100% of the time. Yeah, well, in any event, but in this case, yeah, Joey has to root for the Rangers. That's ridiculous. What's he going to do? He's root for the Flyers or something?
Yager did piss me off, though.
Yager pissed you? I still like Yager, I know. He went to the Devils and the Islanders. He's just shaming. No, the Devils and the Flyers. He's shaming me. Doesn't matter. I like Yager. All right,
did everybody notice that Chris basically just said, what's Joey going to do and pick a team on his own? How are we going to hang out if he doesn't like the same team as me?
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. You're right.
It's so true, though, but it's true. You can't.
Listen, they were only three games away from winning the Stanley Cup. Like
I know. Well, like we asked Aaron about the Nash thing. Would we have won the Cup if Nash was playing this way? Probably.
Yeah.
Should have got that new stick.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got to look into the regulation on that. I'm not sure that's 100% true.
The 2 centimeters added to the stick.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how that would help, but it's an interesting point. I'm going to have to look into it. All right. So, listen, if you're still listening, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Look, we're trying to be lighter this episode. This is purely fun. Like, we're just trying to have fun. And obviously, next week, we'll be back to the hard-hitting journalism and news stories that we are accustomed to.
Yep.
Should we right now forfeit this program to Joey and let him do his year in review?
Oh, the segment? Year in review. Yeah, year I'm really review. Excited about that.
All right, okay. So I'm done with my shit. I will say this. At the end, I have a song. I haven't decided which one I'm going to go with yet. It's
what's it up between?
Well, it's both are Zach Brown Band songs.
Oh,
okay. Off the Grohl sessions. He did this little EP with Dave Grohl.
Yeah,
which is really cool. One song's called All Right, and one's called The Muse. I haven't decided yet, so you know you'll be surprised at the end, but we'll see.
Okay.
And you'll know which one it is because the chorus says the name of the song. So
nice.
That's normally how you can tell the names of songs.
Yeah.
Not always though.
No, but a lot of times.
Yeah, okay.
Joey, this is your show to destroy.
I have faith in you.
2014 You in Review. Oh. Do you guys remember what happened?
Wait, the title.
The one thing I'm really happy about this year is there was a few news stories that happened or, you know, things that happened that we didn't get the opportunity to cover because we didn't have the show yet.
Sure.
Right.
One of these topics was Twitch Plays Pokemon.
Don't
well,
know what that is.
Yeah, I have no fucking idea what you're talking about there. Got
okay,
it.
That's a shame because this was a huge thing. Okay.
What month?
It was February.
February.
Okay.
Wow, so this is quite a while ago.
February 12th, 2014, it went live. Twitch had set up Pokemon Red.
Who is Twitch? Yes, thank you. Thank
okay.
you.
The dirt bike rider?
No.
No, he's not.
Like the guy from So You Think You Can Dance?
Twitch was the online, chat box thing where many people could interact with each other.
It's like a chat room.
It's a chat room thing.
And he's a person?
No, it's the name of the company that can do it.
Oh, okay.
See, because you were saying he.
Yeah.
You were referring to the company that you were saying Twitch, he set up.
Okay, yeah. So Twitch,
they
set up.
Okay. Got it.
Pokemon Red, if you remember Pokemon.
I do remember Pokemon. I don't Pokemon. Okay. Pokemon.
Well,
I don't know what.
Well,
it is.
They set it up that
these kids with their Pokemon,
individual people could control the character on the screen. by inputting the directions. So like how you would play Pokemon in the Game Boy, you move them. Well, they made it interactive where people would press a button and you would get the virtual character doing what everyone was pressing.
Hey.
Okay? So you have thousands of people playing Pokemon at the same time, controlling the character.
This was a year ago that you called me about this.
Yes.
I actually now remember that you did tell me about this. He called me. He's like, so you want to know what's going on with Pokemon? And I was like, no. But he stayed on the phone with me for an hour. And I was like, oh.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't get it then, I don't think, but I was excited that Joe was excited, yeah. And here it is again.
The game was on.
Coming back to haunt me in the year
2015. For 16 continuous days.
Okay.
So the game was being played for 16 continuous games. The average viewership of the 16 days, 80,000 views.
Now that's crazy that you would have that many people watch it. So what is your analysis of that? You think that there could be a pro gaming league or something?
Absolutely. There was... total views, 55 million. So during the 16 days,
that's mind-boggling.
55 million people clicked and checked on what was going on.
Who was playing in the game?
Anyone could log in and you would control Ash.
And then people were
Don't just say control whatever character you just said and then not explain what that is.
Well, Ash is the main character.
That little
yellow protagonist.
Guy?
No.
No, that's Pikachu. Ash was a human being.
Do it.
Pikachu. Okay.
Okay.
And Pikachu wasn't around for Pokemon Red. Pikachu's adventure comes later. Well, he would follow you on screen.
So what kind of clusterfuck was this?
This was a huge clusterfuck. To the point where you had two different modes doing it. You had Anarchy mode, which the game would register every input, and Democracy mode. Democracy mode was added.
It's where you buy a politician... and you pretend that you have freedoms, right?
No.
Is that correct?
Democracy mode.
That's real life.
That's real life. Yeah. That's not a Pokemon.
What happened was it would register what most of the buttons being pushed was, and it would choose that input instead of a random one.
Okay.
So if enough people pressed up, then in democracy mode, he would go up.
Oh, interesting. So So you're all collectively controlling the guy. That's a good idea. Anarchy mode, what the hell is that? The guy just sits there and goes, bah, 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 he's moving left and right and left
that's
and right.
That's basically what happened.
Well, that's, of course, because nobody's going to pick.
And,
you have to use democracy mode.
And it got to the point.
Or dictator mode, where you just get one guy and he's like, we're going forward, dummies. That's how I'd roll with an iron fist.
No way. That's what you would do?
No, I'd have a puppet.
You would make decisions for everybody?
Walked right into that one. I would have a puppet government.
And then
I'd make it seem like...
a puppet regime?
Yeah, exactly. Joey, skip this one. Go.
Are you
how
done
many
with
more
that?
Do you got? Yeah, well, you're explaining how to fucking play Pikachu. It's done.
Well, I just wanted to mention about Bloody Sunday.
What's Blood God? Okay. Quick.
Okay.
You have 19 other things.
No,
I'm
not
about.
19.
Go.
Nine. In the game, you would have Pokemon boxes where you could put the Pokemon in boxes. Well, one day on Sunday, they kept on releasing all the Pokemon
in the box.
It's like
Pikachu bottles. You just pop the Pikachu in the bottle.
What?
So, on Bloody Sunday, they released a whole ton of Pokemon.
I have no idea what's going on.
I really don't know. I really don't get what's happening.
And just
can you believe that we've actually had good discussions on this show? It just doesn't make sense.
If this is your first episode.
Yeah, no. Seriously, I want to stress that. If this is your first episode, this is really not representative. This is a wild card type of episode. It's the last one we're doing of the year. You'll be hearing
guys,
it on the first
guys,
day. So.
Seriously, it took us 24 hours to get Ash out of the Team Rocket hideout maze. 24 straight hours.
Yeah, but everybody knows that the team hideout maze is like almost impossible to get out of.
I don't know what any of that is.
I don't know. I like that he started. Now he's like, we. I was part of this.
I was part of it.
You were playing?
I did not. I chose not to play because the likelihood of my random input being chosen, it was highly low.
But I watched it. But what if it was democracy?
But that's like voting.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. This was a grand experiment. Did anybody win the game? What happened?
After 16 days, the game was completed. They beat
completed?
The Final Four.
Oh, they did do it.
Yeah, they did do it.
So people can work together.
What did they do?
They beat the final Four on Gary.
What? Who's Gary? All right, go to the next topic.
Gary is
Ash's
arch nemesis.
Okay, Gary. Why would they name the evil guy Gary?
Because that's his name.
That sounds anti-American to me.
The evil guys.
Go to the next one.
Okay.
This is the one.
So are you scary?
Are you going from 10 to 1?
Like, no. Not in any order. Because putting Pokemon number 1 would have been a mistake.
Yeah, why put them in any kind of countdown order? Sure. That's something that doesn't happen on New Year's.
Year in review. Another one was the missing Malaysia airplanes.
Right. Well,
we touched upon that. I think we're good.
That's come back to haunt us again. Sure.
Okay. In my opinion.
Air Asia. We're pretty good.
We love that sweet sponsorship.
Yeah, we do.
We do. I don't. Yeah.
I'm going to get me a cat pretty soon.
This soon, sadly.
A cap?
Cat.
What does that have to do with this?
With this.
Oh, with the sponsorship money. Asia, okay.
Asia Airline money.
It's all coming back together. Okay. Yeah.
And sad news in comedy. We also comedy died a little bit this year.
If you do this fake mourn voice for another second, I'm going to jam a pen into your neck.
We both stopped what we were doing and looked over the second he started doing the voice.
For Robin Williams and Joan Rivers. That's all I'm going to mention on that.
Yeah, fuck him. No, I feel very bad. Joan Rivers, that sucks.
I wasn't as bummed about that as I was about Robin Williams. Not to say that I don't like Joan Rivers. I guess I just never, like, she was just never my thing. But right. She's great. Can't deny what she did for the industry.
Sure. Of course, the Robin Williams thing was fucking
that
sad.
That was sad, and that's all I'm going to say. Man. It was just, had to mention it.
Yeah. He was a great childhood actor for all of us.
Yeah.
That was the thing.
Absolutely, yeah. The guy was beloved. Yeah, it's just sad. It's sad when somebody you know, it's like, they're depressed. Like, he killed himself. He's depressed. It's sad. You wish somebody could have done something, but probably couldn't. And yeah, Joan Rivers, that one's fucking ridiculous because like that didn't even have to happen at all.
And then honorable mention to Phil Seymour Hoffman as well.
Say it again.
Sir Seymour Hoffman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Sir Seymour Hoffman.
Well, he was knighted,
Philip
wasn't he?
Seymour Hoffman. I don't think so. He's
no,
not
he
British.
Was American.
Okay. On to the new
also,
topic.
Also, why honorable mention? Why not just say we lost Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Because he doesn't fall into the comedy part dying. He wasn't a comedian.
It's really okay. I mean, it's completely arbitrary, so you could have just done whatever you wanted. Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no structure to this.
The sad retirement of Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
His last game was September 28th, 2014. Had a 20-year career with the Yankees all the way through the up from the farm system.
Right.
He finished top 10 in three categories. Does anyone want to take a guess what those top three categories was?
Well, one was hits.
Yes, it was.
Sure, yeah. He was the only 3,000 hitman in Yankees history, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. For hits, he was number 6 all the time.
Doubles?
3,465. Don't have that stat. He was number 7.
Runs scored. You asked
number
him,
nine,
I wanted to guess.
Number 9. Runs.
And now you're just saying.
Okay, you're right. Runs.
Runs scored.
Number
yeah.
9 with 1,923.
And what? And this other one's an offensive category?
Yes.
What the hell would it be?
It's at-bats.
Oh, just at-bats. Okay.
At-bats, right. Number 7 with 11,195.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, he had a great career.
And 5 championships.
Yeah.
Can you name all... name the years the championships happened.
96, yes. 98,
yes.
99, yes. 2000.
Yes.
And there's one more.
Yes.
2000, whatever, 7, whatever.
9.
This one, 2009, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a Red Sox fan, so that's...
Joey is supposedly, too.
Yes.
He's a real front runner.
Three and 5 years, baby.
Oh, wow. That was infuriating.
All right. It was also the year of the elevator footage.
Oh, the Ray Rice thing.
Not only that, but you had Solange Knowles going after Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's right.
So you had
was
two.
Was there a video of that?
Yes, there was.
Oh, yeah, there was. There was.
Yeah, Jay-Z just looking real calm.
Yeah.
He just did the right thing. He just was
I just can't do anything.
You crazy.
Look, man.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yes, yeah, so that was good. So that's all you got on that.
Yes.
Did you see the second part of the Ray Rice video that just came out where they show the aftermath of this whole thing? They have them handcuffed. And she's like nuzzling her head like into his neck and like, I don't know what they're saying. And then they just kiss. And then they get put into the squad car and then their lives are ruined.
Maybe if that video
Ray Rice will be fine, man.
He's going to be fine. And she's going to be fine too.
Yeah. Aaron Hernandez won't be fine.
No, he's in jail.
No. That guy had a safe house. He's a problem.
That was this year, right? Yeah. Right?
I feel like it was.
Yeah.
Beginning of the year.
The most annoying.
No, I don't think so. I think that might have
been last year. Was summer. It was summertime when he did that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I remember they took him out of the house in like basketball shorts and a t-shirt.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the most annoying viral craze.
What number are we on? You're not numbering this.
I didn't number them.
Are you out of your mind?
Was the
you
ice
made a list of 10 things and then didn't number them?
What? Ice bucket challenge.
I do it on my rundown here. It's 4 things, but I still number it.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want, give
what'd
me a pen.
What did you put? Did you put bullet pens?
No. See, I draw two lines separating, and I put ice bucket challenge.
Mm. Can I say this? I'm using this pen here, which I really like, but I got it from a Marriott in Baltimore when I was at a wedding.
Yeah, I take lots of Marriott pens.
Great pen. But here's the thing. Sometimes I'll be doing stuff with my hand, so I'll put the pen in my mouth.
Yeah, you shouldn't be doing that.
I'm just like eating other people's fucking bacteria.
I think they replaced the pens. I'm pretty sure.
I fucking hope to God.
I think they do.
Who knows whose ass this was in before I put it in my mouth?
Why would somebody put it in their ass?
Because it's a free pen in a hotel. It's lawlessness.
But also, the likelihood of you getting sick is probably low because how long is something going to live on that?
Yeah, but I got sick. I had a cold last week. I said I had the sniffles. You remember?
So you're blaming the sniffles on the pen?
Who knows what it was?
Ice bucket challenge.
The ice bucket challenge. Yeah. Did you like that? Did you participate in
that? I did not. No, I was never challenged.
Nobody nominated you.
Yes.
Do you understand that the most irritating thing on earth, nobody thought to be like, let's annoy Joey with this?
I'm super glad.
What if we did an ice bucket challenge today?
It's past the fact. It's not topical.
You're bringing it up right now.
Yeah.
It's you and review.
It's you and review thing.
It's fresh again.
Yeah.
You can't make something fresh, you and review.
Right, I think we should do it in the sketchy alley we have here.
Oh.
I don't want to get sick.
He's going to get sick. That's the only reason I wouldn't. I don't want to dump a bottle of water over his head. He's going to do the my sex thing. We're going to go yell in honor of the 50 Shades of Grey thing. We're going to go yell in the street.
Which people are loving,
yes,
by the
way.
Yes,
we really appreciate the feedback on that. That's sweet. The imaginary people that don't exist, according to Aaron. He's bitter, this guy.
Aaron does not like our show.
I don't know why, either. I support Jamcast.
Yeah,
he does.
I do, too. And no, he's not. I'm just not a fan of the show. Doesn't care for it. Probably wishes we didn't do it.
I think he's going to warm up to us.
Well, if he keeps doing these hockey segments, which I think was good.
I had a great time. I learned a lot.
I enjoyed it, yeah.
I learned a whole lot, I can tell you that.
Amazing, amazing stuff. Listen, and also, by the way, if you guys are going to tweet Aaron, and you should, to be nice. Just say, hey, Aaron, we're here.
And we do listen.
And I would appreciate that. That'd be awesome.
Another thing was things that people say, Donald Sterling.
Oh, I do want to just say, the 50 Shades Grey thing, we're going to keep doing, obviously.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
But he's not doing it this week, but he's going to do it.
Absolutely.
Good.
Donald Sterling was another issue this year.
It was. What are your thoughts on that? We weren't doing this pod. That was very close to when we started doing it, though.
Yeah, it was.
You got any thoughts on that?
Really, the only thing I could say is, like, what would you expect from somebody from that generation?
I don't know. I bet
not
there's
to say racist.
Yeah, there's probably some 80-year-olds that are not racist. But, right, I mean, you get it why he possibly would be.
My grandparents are both over 80, not racist.
No, it happens. It happens that they're not.
Sure.
But sure.
And I just wanted to mention it because we mentioned it a few times but really never got into it, was Ebola.
Uh-huh. Now, yeah, the 7,500 people have died from Ebola.
Now, does that get an honorable mention or is that a topic?
That's an honorable mention because I really don't want to talk about it.
Wow, but you wanted to talk about it badly when it first started.
Yes, I did, but it passed.
We talked about it a little bit. We talked about the quarantine thing.
Yeah. We did, quarantining people, which we're in favor of here.
No, there was
why the fuck not? But apparently it's not a problem.
Put them in a Holiday Inn or a Marriott, better yet.
Boom! Ooh. Oh, you see?
Give them a couple pens.
Right.
Now, another story that was a pretty big issue happened in June.
Okay, wait, can I just say how many more you have?
Two. This is counting the last two.
So you have this one and one other one. Okay.
I'm having a great time.
I am too. I'm really enjoying this. Okay. Listen, I hope people that listen all the time, I hope you are enjoying this. You know, we're just trying to have a little fun. Can I also say, I look at the stats on SoundCloud. It seems like we get a lot of people that listen from Egypt.
Oh, interesting.
If we do, I'd love to hear from somebody. Send us an email, mandatorysamson@gmail.com.
Yeah.
I'd be interested
or
to know.
Or tweet us, whatever.
Tweet
get
us.
In contact with us.
Why do you listen? What do you like about it? Do you hate us? Can we come to Egypt?
Ooh.
Oh, I'll go to Egypt.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Oh, turns out, have you ever seen those pictures like of the pyramids? How like when you take an aerial view of them, like the city's like right there.
Yeah, you don't realize. Yes.
No, it's like because they get that one angle of them where you can't see anything except for desert.
Right.
But then when you go like just from the other, I was way off my mic. I'm sorry about that. I was doing. I'm doing hand.
He's
gestures.
Gesturing. Yeah.
That's why. I'm not sure. Anyway, the city is very close to the pyramid.
Yeah. No, it's weird.
That was the main idea.
Did you see the picture where it's like almost it's taken from the city where it's like in an apartment building or something and you can kind of like
See,
it's fucking weird. Right. Yeah, you don't realize that it's that close. Sure.
Then in June, Dr. Oz
went Dr. Mehmet Oz
went before the Senate.
Uh-huh.
Yes, he did. Apparently, it found out that the weight loss supplement that he was promoting in May 2012 was scientifically worthless.
This is part of your... This is one of the main stories you feel like of 2014.
It was a big deal. It was the benefits of green coffee tea bean extract. To what people searched, bro.
What?
A lot of people searched this.
Oh, what was your methodology for
there was
finding
a few
this?
Of them. A few of them was going into Google top stories 2014, top searches
so you
of
just stole Google's fucking list? This is like the Sting versus Sting thing. I don't believe you came up with it.
A few lists here and there.
All right. Well, I don't want to talk about this memo.
I believe
the sentiment was for $3.5 million, by the way.
That he
to
who?
All the different people?
False advertising.
To who? Who did he pay? The Senate?
Well, the company.
They put it in their slush fund for the Senate annual picnic.
The company that did the green tea extract gave up $3.5 million.
Wiffle ball, yeah.
And false advertising. So I guess that money went to the state for false advertising, and the state divided it up.
Oh.
All right. I mean, that was a terrible story. Go ahead.
And last but not least.
Like, that should have been number 10, possibly.
This is number 10. And last but not least, chemicals in my food. Mm. Subway removes dicarbonamide, which is used in yoga mats.
Dicarbonamide.
I can't pronounce it.
Yeah, that's a good one, right? It was like rubber, basically.
Yeah.
In their bread.
Yeah, it's also used for bleach.
Yeah,
bleaching.
That's one of my
mats.
Favorite new commercials. Subway. It's like, you know, like we took out trans fats. We took out this.
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
like we also removed diesel, baga, blah blah blah, out of your bread. Like, well, what the fuck was that doing in there to begin with?
Right.
It made it taste good.
No, it didn't. It's not even for flavor. It's to make it look like bread. It's to make it look like fluffy.
Yeah.
Like real baker's bread.
I like fluffy.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's fine. Fluffy. Oh, I was going to say, there was this movie. We'll get into it another time. There's this movie, Scruffy, that I used to watch when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
When I was like young.
Was it about a dog?
It's about a dog.
Of course it's about a dog.
It's awful. And we don't.
It's awful?
We don't have time to get into it now.
How long is it?
It damaged me. An hour.
Oh,
hour.
Wow.
We'll get into it maybe next week. There's maybe a little yeah, all right. Let's get into Scruffy next week.
Scruffy.
Unreal. Don't do any research, guys,
okay.
about it. I will tell you about it.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah, we'll get into Scruffy.
And we're going to have clips?
Interesting question. I think we probably could, sure.
Nice.
Okay.
I'll have to look into it.
Well, Joey, that was a very enlightening segment.
Thank you.
I'll say. It was, I had fun doing it, Chris.
You know, I think you did 50-50 on that.
Okay, I take it.
I believe the list was stolen and compiled of a couple different online lists.
But he did not take number one from any of those lists. He just took numbers 7 through 10 for some reason.
Pokemon Twitch actually was not on many of them, and it should have been. It was a big deal.
Like Gamergate, I don't know what any of that was.
I get Gamer. I have a doctorate in Gamergate compared to the way I understand what the hell he was talking about that game. Dude, I remember you calling me now.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That chick.
What chick?
With the Gamergate one. We never got back to her.
No, here's what happened. So I'm not going to say who it was because I don't want to say the name. It's not fair. But she just never answered us. I was talking to her, explained what was going on with the show. She answered me and she was like, oh, that sounds great. I said, okay, awesome. Let me know. We're recording such and such day. Let me know if you could do it.
Did you want to come in?
She didn't answer. We were recording the next day, but I figured we'd have her next week. So I emailed her. I said, look, I don't want to put any pressure on you, but we're doing the show tomorrow. I want to, say that your name and say that you're going to be on it. She never got back to me. I have a feeling maybe she listened to one of the episodes.
I was just going to say
where
that.
She didn't necessarily like the way we talked about her.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to do it. So
understandable.
It's unfortunate, but.
It is. That was probably my fault.
No, I don't think so.
Nah, it was definitely him.
No, what was it? No, I mean, no. Well, you know, let's not get, because I don't want to say who it is. So, but in any event.
Okay, yeah.
But whatever. So it didn't work out. We'll keep trying. We're going to keep trying to get guests. We will most assuredly have comics come in.
Oh, yeah, definitely have comics.
You know, soon. That's going to be great.
Yeah, because that episode with Jared's still one of my favorites of the year. Yeah. We should have done a countdown of Best Man Samp episodes.
We'll do that next
year. Or favorite moments. Favorite moments would have been
better. That's true. That would have been good. We could just do a, you know, yeah, we could just do even like a year or whatever. We'll figure it out.
We could just chop up a bunch of clips and put, and put them like a, you know, like a montage episode.
Clip show? Yeah, clip where show. We're just not here. We'll just have Joey do reads like, and the number three most important memory.
And then Chris said.
All right. So, I mean, I think we covered all bases here, right?
Yeah.
Guys, what? Go for it.
Oh, I was just going to say, Mary, we did the Christmas episode.
The
kind
Christmas
of.
Episode yeah. happened,
yeah,
yes.
So we should make sure we say Happy New Year before this is over.
We are saying it, but this will be coming out actually after New Year's Eve.
No, I know.
But yeah, no, Happy New Year to
Happy
everybody.
New Year.
Dude, people Happy New Year really late, like into the end of June.
Yeah, oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
They'll say it to you. Like, you know,
yeah, that's
what I mean?
True. I guess that's right. You're at the beach. People are like, "Hey, Happy New Year! Hope
yeah,
you enjoy
like,
the sun."
Yeah, like I know we haven't seen each other, but
right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I guess that's true, right? Like relatives or whatever. Oh, yeah. You don't see them for months. Like, hey, how's happy the year going? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's been 8 months. So
it'll be like March, and they're like, "Hey, Happy New Year!" And you're like, "Look, guy."
Yeah, it's been fine. You missed my birthday too. yeah. So Happy New Year, guys! Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. Please keep listening. I think the show's just going to keep getting better. This one maybe not an indication of that. No, I think this was fun. I enjoyed it. You know, we'll get back to like more of the news next week, news and politics. Hey, Joey, if people want to find you, where can they find you?
Joey from Jersey with a Z.
Where's
on
the
Twitter.
Z,
it's instead of the S.
And then if you want to find him on Instagram, it's Joey from Jersey. Jersey spelled with two R's and a Z. Is that right?
Yeah, don't find me on Instagram. It's fine.
it's terrible.
Fine.
Andy?
At @A_Lozzi, L-O-Z-Z-I, on Instagram and Twitter.
I'm @ManSamp on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter. Please follow me on Twitter. It fills my little heart with joy when
Does
I get
it?
A new follower. Yeah, I like it. It's fun because I like being able to tweet stuff and then people go, oh, that's stupid, or oh, that's funny.
They yeah, like no, it. It's nice to have a little back and forth.
Yeah, so I enjoy
people.
It. So give me a little follow. That'll be excellent. Send me some snaps. Do whatever you want. If you want to listen to this show like all the time, you go on soundcloud.com/mandatorysamps and subscribe. People have been, which I appreciate. It's great.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you can download them.
Yeah, you can download it off SoundCloud. You can also get it on iTunes. You can mm-hmm. subscribe there, download from there, do whatever you want. MandatorySampson@gmail.com if you want to send us a longer comment or whatever, we'll get back to you. And yeah, we're going to end the episode. I think I've decided to go with The Muse by Zach okay. Brown Band, which is on the Grohl Sessions. It's pretty cool. It's like four songs.
Did they do them at his studio? Is that why it's called that?
At
606?
No, I think they did them when they were probably recording the Nashville episode of Sonic Highways. I think they did it in Zach Brown's studio.
Oh, in their studio. Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
I could just be completely making that up, but I'm not entirely sure.
Whatever.
So anyway, guys, so The Muse by Zach Brown Band, that's what's going to play us out. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you all next week.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I sit on the edge of this never-made bed. Old guitar in my lap, a new tune in my head. There she stands in the doorway, just brushing her hair. It's my beautiful muse in her underwear. And if I was thinking, I'd be thinking, thank God. For the muse and the soul guitar. It's times like these, so sweet and so true. Thinking's the last thing that you wanna do. As I sit on the edge of this dirty old bar, trying to work some things out, not getting too far.
and to drown out the voices that are keeping me down. There's a muse all alone on the other side of town. And if I was thinking, I'd be thinking, thank God, whoever you are, for all the whiskey in this dirty old bar. Times like these, so sad but so true. Thinking's the last thing that you wanna do. Yeah, thinking's the last thing that you wanna do. Sit on the bed in this hospital room, just shedding a tear for the bride and groom. And the tiniest voice starts to bellow and cry. It's my finest work yet, if today I should die. And if I was thinking, I'd be thinking, thank God